Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 17th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachas, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Zayin. Birkas HaMazon, and according to the Rambam also, Bracha Achas Men Sholosh, Ala Michio Ala Eitz, has to be made when in the place where the person ate, before he leaves his place. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if a person forgets to bench and goes out of his place. Does he have to come back? And here there is a machlokes b'shamei besil. Misha ochal, person who ate, and he ate enough to be chayv, for benching. V'shochach v'lo berach, and he forgot, and he didn't bench in the place that he ate. And afterwards, when he's already in another place, he remembered, oi, haven't benched. B'shamei omrim yachzol limkoimoi. They say you have to come back to the place where you ate. V'yivorach, and then bench. They say you can make the bracha in the place where you remember. You're not required to return back to the place you ate, but you're allowed to make the bracha in the place that you remembered. The Gemara explains that Beshame Besil are only arguing about a case where he forgot to bench in the place that he ate. It was a shogeg. If it was a mazid, he knew that he hadn't benched and he just moved away, then according to everybody, he has to come back and bench. The Gemara brings an interesting brisa where the conversation continued and Basil said to Beshamai, according to your opinion, what would a person do if he's on top of a building, tall building, and he forgot to bench, came down all the way down, didn't bench. You're going to tell him that he has to go up to the top of the building and bench again and bench there? Beshamai said to Basil, and according to your opinion, what about if a person forgot his wallet up there at the top of the building? Wouldn't he go up and get it? If he'd go up for his own private matters, then surely for Kovod of Shemaim, he certainly should. Ademusahim Avarech, says the Mishnah, how much time does a person have to bench? If he forgot to bench immediately after benching, what's the maximum time? Ad kedei sheisakel hamozen shemaim. He can bench until the food has become digested in his stomach. If he remembers before that time, he can bench. If he only remembered after the food was digested, then he can't bench anymore. What's the sign? How does he know if it's digested or not? The Gemara explains that kol's mansha in a roiv, as long as he's not hungry because of the meal that he ate, then it's a sign that the meal has not been digested. But from the moment that he starts to feel a bit hungry again, even if it's not completely digested, since it's already started, therefore already started to digest by the fact that he's a bit hungry again, then it's as if it was all completely digested and you wouldn't be able to bench anymore. Some say that's approximately 72 minutes. Mishnah Ches. Bolahem Yain L'Achamozen. What happens if wine was brought to the table after they've finished the meal, but just before benching? Vein Shom Elois HaKos, and they've only got that cup of wine. And there's another wine. Beis Shama Emri Mivorach Al Yain. Beshamai say, if you want, he's perfectly allowed to make a bracha on the wine, have a nice drink, and then bench, even though he's not holding a cup when he's benching. He can bench without a kois. Why? Because Beshamai of the opinion, Birkas HaMazon einat tuna kois. Birkas HaMazon does not require a cup. However, Ubeisil Lemrim, Mevarach HaMazon, Vachakach Mevarach HaYain. According to the opinion of Beisil, one must bench with a cup of wine. You have to hold a cup of wine in your hand because you've got to bench a la kois. So therefore, you first benched Birkas HaMazon, and then after Birkas HaMazon, you make a bracha on the wine, and then one drinks it. Some of Farshim learn that even Beis Shammai hold Birkas HaMazon requires a cup. It's just that Beis Shammai have the opinion that when you make a bracha a la kois, you should first make the bracha Birkas HaMazon, and afterwards the Birkas HaMazon. He'll say no, first Birkas HaMazon, afterwards the wine. Oinin Amen Achar Yisrael HaMavorech, says the Mishnah further. You can answer Amen after a Jew who makes a bracha, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha. You can answer Amen. Ve'ein Oinin Amen Achar HaKusi HaMavorech, Ad Shishma Kol HaBracha. If you hear a Kusi make a bracha, you cannot answer Amen unless you heard the whole bracha. Who were the Kusim? These were the Shomranim that were brought in by the king of Ashur. I think he brought them in. And they were Shomranim, Sumerians, that were Gerai Royos, that converted to Judaism because they were scared of the lions. And in the beginning, they were accepted as Yidden. However, afterwards, they discovered that these Kusim were worshipping a bird or a dove on Har Gerizim, on the Mount Gerizim, and which in their eyes was holy. And therefore, once that happened, then they were not trusted anymore in many matters. And if they make a bracha, you can't really rely on the fact that that bracha is being said to Hashem unless you hear the whole bracha from beginning to end. Otherwise, they might be making a bracha to the Mount Gerizim or to the thing they worship, Mount Gerizim.